撒种的比喻。
Yesterday, we talked about the parable of the sower.
这个是天国奥秘的一个序言。
And so this is the introduction to the parable. To the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
就是要我们去撒种。
And that is, we need to go out to preach, to sow seeds.
有撒种才能够建立神的国度。
We need to sow seeds in order to establish the kingdom of God.
那昨天我们有谈到那个种子，就是天国的道理。
And yesterday we mentioned that the seed is the word of the kingdom.
这个种子是有生命力的。
And that the word has life.
我们看一下雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
请看十八节。
Verse 18.
雅各书的第一章十八节。
James chapter 1, verse 18.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。这里讲到神他用真道生了我们。
Here it mentions that he brought us forth by the word of truth.
所以他是有生命的延续了。
And so we can see that it has life.
就是生命在这个种子上就能够彰显出来。
There is life in this seed so that it can grow.
那当时的信徒就是出熟的果子。
And the believers in before where they were the first fruit.
就是当时真道怎么生当时的门徒。
And that is how the true word was able to give birth to the members at the time.
那天国神国的这个国度呢也是照这样子一直延缓下来。
And the kingdom of God is also grown in this way.
那我们就是在这一种生真道所生的这个状态里面来延续这个国度。
And so we are in the state of being born through the word, and that's how this kingdom is continued.
我们再看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章的二十三节到二十五节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 to 25.
二十三节。
23。
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。二十四节。
24。
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。二十五节。
25。
唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。这边讲到种子是不能坏的种子。
Here it mentions that the seed is incorruptible.
那么这个种子呢，是借着神活泼长存的道。
And it's through the word of God.
那这个道呢，是永存的。
And this word lives and abides forever.
不会断绝。
It will not discontinue.
一直到永远。
It will be forever.
因为道就是神嘛。
Because the word is God.
神是自由也是拥有的。
God is the beginning and the end.
所以彼得说种子就是神活泼长存的道。
And so here the word is living and abides forever.
那这个道是永存的。
And this word endures forever.
那这个道就是我们所传的福音啊。
And this word is the gospel that we preach.
所以所传的福音就是神的道，就是种子。
And so the gospel we preach is the word of God, and that is the seed.
它是不能坏的。
It cannot be corrupt.
它也是永存的。
And it is forever.
所以因为这样子，我们在这个道里面所传下来的福音啊。
And so this word that we preach.
才能够建构神的国度。
And that is how it can grow and increase in the kingdom of God.
在天国奥秘当中这是一个起头啦。
And so among the mysteries of the parable of the kingdom of heaven, this is the beginning.
没有神的道就没有这个国度。
Without the word of God, this kingdom would not exist.
那昨天也有谈到说神的道不是每个人都可以接受。
And we mentioned yesterday that the word of God is not everyone will accept it.
唯一能够让这个道长出来的的种子长出来的。
And the only way for this word to grow,
一定是要好土地的。
It requires good soil.
那好土地的呢就是这个诚实善良。
And the good soil is those who are noble and good.
就是要有忍耐的心啊。
And they need to have a heart of patience.
所以我们在神的国度上。
And so in the kingdom of God,
我们要诚实善良。
We need to be honest and good.
好像主耶稣传福音的时候他说了。
And just like what Jesus Christ said when he was preaching.
他说神是灵。
That God is spirit.
所以拜神要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
And that those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
很清楚的让我们知道。
And so this tells us very clearly
我们拜神要用心灵跟诚实
that when we worship God, we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
那这个诚实也可以说是真理啦
And so, we have to worship in truth.
所以诚实就是真理善良的心
And so in truth, with a good and noble and sincere heart.
我们预备好了我们才能够让这个种子这个道理在我们身上有100倍有60倍或者30倍
And so only when we have this good soil will we have a harvest of 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold.
但是这当中还要长存忍耐
But in the middle of that, we need to have perseverance and patience.
在神的国度上我们要懂得忍耐
And so in the kingdom of God, we need to know to be patient.
我们看希伯来书的第十章
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书的第十章
Hebrews chapter 10
请看36节
Verse 36
你们必须忍耐使你们行完了神的旨意就可以得着所应许的这边讲到我们要得着所应许的
And here it says that we may receive the promise
当然这个应许就是将来的永生嘛
And this promise of course is eternal life
我们怎么得到
How can we receive it?
进到神的国度里面我们要在这个属世的国度上进到属灵的国度
And so we can get it in the kingdom of God as we are in this world we need to enter into the spiritual kingdom
希伯来书的作者说我们必须要忍耐
And here, the author of Hebrews says we need to endure.
只有忍耐呢，我们才能够行完神的旨意。
Only through endurance are we able to do, have done the will of God.
所以忍耐是在国度当中一个很重要、关键性的事情。
And so having endurance is very important within the kingdom of God.
神就是爱啦。
Because God is love.
所以我们在哥林多前书的十三章那边有谈到爱嘛
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about love.
那什么叫做爱呢
What is love?
爱就是凡事忍耐开始凡事忍耐结束
Here we see that love suffers long in the beginning and love endures in the end
所以爱是从忍耐开始从忍耐结束
Love begins and ends with endurance
那我们在这个国度上
And so in this kingdom,
我们会面对很多操练
we will encounter many trials.
那这个操练都需要忍耐来面对
And all of these trials require endurance as we face them.
我们如果没有忍耐到底
if we are not able to endure to the end,
这一份国度的救恩跟我们没有什么关联
then the salvation in this kingdom has nothing to do with us.
所以希伯来书的作者才跟我们讲
And that is why the author of the Hebrews tells us
你们必须忍耐
that we need to endure
才能够行完神的旨意
in order to do the will of God
也才能够得着所应许的
and so that we can receive our promise
所以忍耐就可以成为我们今天在神国度里面的一个操练
and so endurance is a way that we can be trained in the kingdom of God
那在这一个撒种的比喻里面
and so in the parable of the sower
他有提到我们看十三节，马太福音十三章十三节。
And we can look at verse 13, chapter 13, verse 13.
他有提到这个范围了，这个国度的范围，这个天国奥秘国度的范围。
And in this parable, it tells us the boundaries of the kingdom of heaven.
我们看十三章的十三节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 13.
所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见。听也听不见，也不明白。这个他们是指着犹太人。
So here them is referring to the Jews.
为什么耶稣要用比喻向犹太人讲
？Why does Jesus Christ use parables to speak to the Jews？
在后面主耶稣有说了
And so Jesus Christ says later on，
是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见。
And that hearing you will not hear, shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive.
也不明白。
and will not understand.
看不见，听不见，不明白，怎么接受呢？
If you can't hear and you can't see and cannot understand, how can you come to accept?
那当时候主耶稣是引用以赛亚书第六章第九节的内容来谈这件事情。
And so Jesus Christ used Isaiah chapter 6 verse 9 to talk about this matter.
也就是说，主耶稣所讲天国的奥秘，跟属世的犹太人是没有关联的哦。
In other words, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven has nothing to do with the Jews in the world.
这个国度跟属世的犹太人一点关系都没有。
And so this kingdom of God has nothing to do with the physical kingdom or nation of the Jews.
所以主耶稣用比喻让他们看不见、听不见、不明白。
And so Jesus Christ uses parables so they cannot hear, see, or understand.
他们没有进到这个所谓的国度里面来。
Because they have not entered into the kingdom of God.
那这个我们可以从使徒行传来看这件事情。
And we can view this from Acts.
因为使徒行传在传福音的时候。
And because Acts, as when they are preaching the gospel.
其实那个使徒在传福音包括保罗啦。
And so when the apostles were preaching, as well as Paul was preaching,
他传福音到国外去的时候
when they were preaching the gospel outside of their country,
他都在那个犹太人的会堂
he would go to the Jewish synagogues,
没有离开犹太人的会堂
he did not leave the Jewish synagogues.
我们可以从那个保罗开始传福音的时候十三章开始
And we can start looking at that from chapter 13 when Paul begins his
preaching. 他到国外去他使徒行传是记载他到各地去传福音嘛。
And so Acts records how he goes to all the different places to preach.
总共有三次，总共有三次，不包括到那个罗马。
And so he makes three missionary journeys, apart from his journey to Rome.
我看起来他好像到国外去传福音呐。
And it seems like he goes outside of his country to preach.
但是如果我们从十三章以后来看，保罗到国外传福音，其实没有离开犹太人呢。
So actually, when Paul goes out to preach, actually, he still does not leave the Jewish people.
我们看十三章的第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Chapter 13, verse 5, sorry.
到了撒拉米，就在犹太人各会堂传讲神的道。这里又一开始就到犹太人的会堂讲啊。
Here it begins with him preaching in the synagogues of the Jews.
再看十四节。
Verse 14.
他们离了别家往前行来到比西底的安提阿在安息日进会堂坐下还是在犹太人的会堂
And so here again we see that they are in the synagogue.
我们看四十四节
Verse 44.
到下安息日合成的人几乎都来聚集要听神的道一样在安息在犹太人的会堂啊
And so again on the Sabbath they were preaching in the synagogue.
十四章第一节
14 verse 1.
二人在以哥念同进犹太人的会堂啊，还是在犹太人的会堂
Again, we see they are in the synagogue.
十六章
Chapter 16.
请看十三节
Verse 13.
当安息日我们出城门到了河边知道那里有一个祷告的地方我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道这里也是指着犹太人的聚会的地方
And again, this is a place of worship for the Jewish people.
十七章的第一节
17 verse 1.
保罗和希拉经过安菲波里亚波罗尼亚来到帖撒罗尼迦在那里有犹太人的会堂也还是在犹太人的会堂
So we can see again, they went to the synagogue of the Jews.
已经从亚洲跑到欧洲来了
And so from a Greek all the way to Europe.
再看第十节
Let's look at verse 10.
弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往庇里亚去二人到了就进入犹太人的会堂还是犹太人的会堂
So we see again the synagogue of the Jews.
再看十八章第四节
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 4.
到了哥林多了
He came to Corinth.
看第四节
Verse 4.
每逢安息日保罗在会堂里辩论劝化犹太人和希利尼人还是犹太人的会堂
So still in the synagogue
这是第三次国外旅行布道还是在犹太人的会堂
So this is part of his third missionary journey and he's still preaching in the synagogue
所以我们看十九章
Lastly let's look at verse chapter 19 verse 8
到以弗所了
So he's in Ephesus
保罗进会堂放胆讲论一连三个月辩论神国的事劝化众人 所以三次的国外旅行布道都离不开犹太人的会堂、
And so during his three missionary journeys, he did not depart from the synagogue of the Jews.
所以保罗的三次国外旅行布道，与其说是到国外去，但是其实都还是在犹太人的范围里面。
So even though Paul went to all these different areas and countries to preach, it was still within the community of the Jews.
重点是在这个时候呢，福音还是以犹太人为主啦。
And because at the time, the gospel was still preached primarily to the Jews.
因为保罗在罗马书那边讲到说，这个福音呢、啊、是先给犹太人，再给外邦人的。
And because Paul said when in Rome that this gospel has first been given to the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
虽然保罗也有传福音到、啊、给外邦人。
And so even though Paul has preached to Gentiles,
但是还是以犹太人为主。
But the majority of them were still Jews.、哦、
那到后来呢，保罗被抓了啊。
Later on, Paul was imprisoned.
那很奇妙的就是在21章的30节这里、哦、
In chapter 21, verse 30,
他说合成都震动，百姓一起跑来拿住保罗，拉他出殿，殿门立刻都关了。这里就特别记载殿门立刻就关了。
Here in this verse it mentions immediately the doors were shut.
圣殿是犹太人拜神的地方了。
The temple is a place of worship for the Jews.
殿门关了就没有办法拜神了。
If the doors are shut then you'll no longer be able to worship God.
所以用这一个形态，用这一个状态来表明、哦、救恩的门关了。
And so using this as a symbol that the door to salvation has shut.
哦，神让犹太人接受这个救恩的机会已经够多了。
And so the opportunity for the Jews to receive the salvation, they've received it many times. 哦，
包括保罗的三次的国外布道都还是以犹太人为主啊。
During the three missionary journeys of Paul, it was all still focused upon the Jews.
那外邦人为辅啊。
And the Gentiles were the minority.
那最后一次保罗上告到该撒要去罗马的时候。
And so when Paul said that he wanted to go before Caesar, to go to Rome.
当然发生了一些事情嘛。
And we know there are some events that happened.
但是神保守。
But God protected him.
全船的人平安。
So that all of the people on the ship were arrived safely.
好不容易到了该撒那里。罗马
And when they finally arrived before in Caesarea and before in Rome,
保罗呢就在那个机会也是向犹太人来布道。
And it was there that he also preached to the Jews.
我们读这个28章。
Let's look at chapter 28.
这个也是最后一次福音让犹太人有机会接受。
And this is the last time that the gospel was given to the Jews.
我们看24节。
Let's look at verse 24.
他所说的话有信的，有不信的。25节。
25.
他们彼此不和，就散了。未散以先，保罗说了一句话，说圣灵借着先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。26节以后呢，就是回复到这个主耶稣在讲这个撒种比喻的那一段话是一样的。
And in verse 26 and 27, it is the same words that Jesus Christ quotes in the parable of the sower.
也是引用以赛亚书的第六章第九节以后。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9.
所以这个是保罗在回应主耶稣在撒种比喻的内容的一个很重要的宣告。
And so this is a warning that Paul makes in terms of the teachings of Jesus Christ in the parable.
我们看28节。
Let's turn to verse 28.
所以你们当知道，神这救恩如今传给外邦人，他们必听啊，必听受啊。哎，所以说把犹太人的救恩已经失掉了，没有了。
That the gospel to the Jews has now ended.
整个救恩哦，就转移到外邦人了。
The salvation has now been sent to the Gentiles.
所以耶稣在撒种的比喻的时候就已经讲得很清楚。
And so in the parable of the sower, Jesus Christ already said it very clearly.
那从使徒行传来看这件事情。
And if we view it from the perspective in Acts.
最后保罗也宣告。
We see that Paul also gives warning.
救恩的门。耶稣这个救恩的门在犹太人的身上关了。
that the door to salvation for the Jews at this point is closed.
他引用的圣经跟耶稣引用的圣经是一样的。
And the and the passages he quotes is the same as Jesus Christ.
他做了一个小结论。
And so he makes a conclusion.
所以你们当知道，神这救恩如今传给外邦人了，犹太人没有了啦。
That therefore let it be known to you that salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, so it's no longer for the Jews.
这个是使徒行传的结尾。
This is the conclusion of Acts.
而这个结尾就是要呼应主耶稣他所讲撒种的比喻。
And this conclusion in Acts fulfills what is mentioned in the parable of the sower by Jesus Christ.
可见哦，天国的奥秘哦，这个内容跟犹太人哦，属世的犹太人没有关系啦。
And so we can see that the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is not related to the Jews in this world.
他并没有在耶稣所讲天国奥秘当中的一个。不在里面的。
They are not in it, within the kingdom of heaven.
这是撒种比喻当中我们要先了解的。
And so this is something we must first understand when talking about the parable of the sowers.
所以我们不要再把属世的犹太人把它牵扯进来，没有关系啦。
So we should not include the Jews in this world.
他们曾经是选民，但是现在呢，因为他们没有进到弥赛亚国度里面来，所以他们不算。
Even though they were once the chosen of people of God, but because they did not accept the Messiah, so they are not counted any longer.
因为他们不接受主耶稣是弥赛亚。
They were not willing to accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah.
当然，弥赛亚王国就把他剔除掉。
And so, as the Messiah, the kingdom of the Messiah kicked them out.
那我们就来看这个整个。天国奥秘的时程怎么走
？And so let us look at the progression of the parables.
我们来看第二个比喻。
So let's look at the second parable.
第二个比喻就是稗子的比喻。
And that is the parable of the wheat and tares.
稗子的比喻哈。
Or tares.
那稗子的比喻，我想这我们都蛮熟的啦。我们这个比喻，主耶稣所讲的比喻，我们也常常在听了。
And so the parable of the tares must be one that we're familiar with, since we hear about them quite often.
他一开头哈就讲到天国好像。
And in the beginning, it says the kingdom of heaven is like.
这也是为什么我们讲天国的奥秘的一个由来。
And this is where we get the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
我们在昨天有用那个哈有天国好像天国好像的一个。一个 PowerPoint 的那个投影。
And yesterday we had a slide that had listed all that the kingdom of heaven is like.
从第二个比喻到第七个都有天国好像的这个用语。
And so from the second parable to the seventh parable, it all contains the phrase the kingdom of heaven is like.
那这个都是有时间的连贯性。
And these are connected through time.
那这个天国的比喻是对门徒讲的。
And so the kingdom, the mystery of the parables of the kingdom of heaven is spoken to the disciples.
还有谈到人子撒种。
And it talks about that the son of man was sowing seeds.
然后天使收割。
And that the angels were harvesting.
这个天使应该是指着使者啦。
And so the angels should be the messengers.
因为我们圣经当中大概都是原文都是使者。
And because in the meaning in the original language is always messenger.
那在翻译的时候，有时候都会把它翻译成天使啊。
And so sometimes when it's translated, we would translate it as angels or messenger.
所以会有一些误解。
And so sometimes there's some misunderstandings.
天使要来收割。
And that the angel is coming to harvest.
其实人子撒种，天使收割都是指着耶稣基督啦。
So actually, the Son of Man and the angel harvesting is all pointing to Jesus.
因为撒种的是耶稣啊。
Because the one who sows the seed is Jesus Christ.
将来要来审判的是耶稣啊。
And the one who is coming to judge is also Jesus.
天使的角色是为承受救恩的人来效力而已啦，他没有权柄，没有这种收割的权柄啊。
And so the angels are only ministering to the people of God. They have no right for judge to judge.
我们看希伯来书的第一章十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14.
天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力？天使的工作是 为承受修恩、救恩的人效力，我们就是为我们效力的。
And so the work of the angel is to minister for those who inherit salvation, and that is us.
所以这边的使者应该是指着耶稣基督。
And so here, the messenger or angel should be referring to Jesus Christ.
那种呢？在人子的田里，他就是人子了哈。人子的田里，撒在人子的田，就世界了哈。
And so this field is the world.
世界怎么会是人子的田呢
？How can the world be the field of the Son of Man？
世界不是魔鬼的吗
？Doesn't the world belong to Satan？
所以我们常常会有这一种，世界是属魔鬼的，怎么现在又变成是这个耶稣的人子的
？So we often are confused because we say that the world is Satan, but how can it be the Son of Man？
世界是是神的交付给魔鬼的。
And the world is God's, but it was given to Satan.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
请看第五节、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。这是撒旦来试探耶稣的时候所说的话。
This is what the devil said to Jesus Christ when he was tempting him.
他最主要是要耶稣拜他啦。
He just wanted Jesus Christ to worship him.
所以他用世上的权柄荣华来引诱耶稣。
So he used all of the glory of the kingdom in the world to entice Jesus Christ.
那第六节下半段他就讲了。
And in the latter half of verse 6, he says,
因为这原是交付我的。
All this authority I will give, for this has been delivered to me.
谁交付他的？
Who is the one that has delivered it to him?
当然是神交付他的啊。
Of course, it is God who has delivered it to him.
所以世界是谁的？
So who does the world belong to?
世界是神的。
The world belongs to the Lord.
神把世界交付给撒旦。
But God delivered the world to Satan.
让撒旦可以在这个世界上这个做他想做的啦。
And so to allow Satan to do what he wills in this world.
但是世界的主权在谁手上？
But ultimately, the authority of the world is in whose hand?
耶稣手上。
It is in the hands of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，耶稣是有所有权呐。
So Jesus Christ has all authority.
撒旦在世界上是有使用权呐。
And so Satan in this world is able to use it.
所以从某个角度来看，世界是撒旦在管理。
And so in another words, the world is in caretaked by Satan.
但是世界的所有权是神的。
But the ownership of it is God.
我们不要忘记了。
And so we should not lose sight of that.
如果世界的所有权是撒旦的，
If the authority of the world is in Satan's hand,
那神的国在世上就没有任何余地。
Then the kingdom of God has no place in this world.
因为所有权是神的，神的主权，世界主权在神手上。
But the ultimate authority is in the hands of God.
所以才可以把种子播在人子的田里，就是这个基督的田里。
And so that is why he is able to plant the seed in this field of the Son of Man.
这个关系我们要先了解。
So we need to understand this relationship.
那稗子的比喻呢，它就是在这个田里面呢，有人夜晚睡觉的时候，把这个仇敌就把这个稗子播种在这个田里了。
And so in the night, the enemy sowed their seeds in the field.
所以这个稗子从哪里来？
And so where do these tares come from?
这个稗子是从撒旦来的。
And so these tares come from Satan.
他把它播种在教会里面。
He sowed them in the church.
让教会有麦子，也有稗子。
So that in the end, in the church, there are weeds. Oh, there are tares and there's wheat.
那这个稗子呢，跟麦子没有结果子以前都很相像，很像。
And so before the harvest, the wheat, the tares and the wheat look very similar.
我们很难分辨到底这一颗是稗子还是麦子。
And so it's hard to tell whether it is a wheat or tare.
所以才会有说现在先不要把它薅出来，先不要。
And so that is why they say, do not pull them up yet.
免得要薅 稗子连麦子也薅出来了。
And so in case that if you take out the tares, that you take out the wheat along with it.
那主耶稣说什么呢？
So what did Jesus Christ say?
直到世界末了。
And it will be until the end of this age.
哎，所以教会的征战哦，魔鬼把稗子放在教会里面，是要到什么时候？世界末了。
And so Satan has put the tares in the church, and this will be until the end of this age.
所以有了麦田之后，就有稗子在麦田里面了。
After the existence of this field, there will always be tares in this field.
哦，那主耶稣说，不要把稗子先薅出来了。
And so Jesus Christ says, do not remove the tares.
哦，因为怕薅稗子的时候。把麦子也薅起来了。
Because they're afraid that when you remove the tares, you move the wheat along with it.
所以意思就是说，要把这个稗子留到世界末了，不是顾念稗子，是顾念麦子。
And so the reason why they do not take out the tares is not for the sake of the tares, but for the wheat.
所以在神国里面哦，我们不要以为全部都是麦子哦。
And so in the kingdom of God, we should not think that everyone is a wheat.
有什么？有稗子在。国度里面会发生的。
Because there are tares in the kingdom of God.
那什么是稗子呢？
So what are tares?
我们看马太福音哈。
Let's turn to Matthew.
18章。
18。
马太福音18:15。
Verse 15。
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候。指出他的错来，他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。16节。
16。
他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。17节。
17。
若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。这个是主耶稣传福音的时候特别叮咛交代的，在教会治理上的一个原则啊。
And so this is what Jesus Christ has mentioned specifically on a principle to maintain in the church.
他说如果有弟兄得罪你。
And he says, if there is a brother who sins against you.
这个得罪我们如果从这个希腊文来查，我们教会有开发这个 Rhema 嘛。
And so if we look at what the original Greek of what this word sins against you,
你点进去找这个字，然后找这个得罪这个字。
If you go into erema and you click on the word,
这个字的意思就是射不中目标。
And the word means that you do not know, you cannot hit the target.
就是说你应该要这样做，但是你做不到。
Like that you're supposed to do something, but you're not able to do it.
就是你没有达到这个标准嘛。
So you have not achieved this standard that.
我们现在来讲就是犯罪啦。
And so that is what it means.
所以这个得罪不是那一种我欺负你得罪你的那个得罪哈。
And so this sin against is not that I bully you and I sinned against you.
是指着有个弟兄犯罪。
Is that if a brother sinned?
为什么说得罪呢？
But why does it sin, say it sins against you?
因为我们是同一个身体啊。
Because we are one body.
你这个肢体犯罪了，你所影响的是整个身体啊。
If one part of the body sins, it impacts the whole body.
所以教会当中有信徒犯罪了，其实是得罪我们呢，得罪你呀，你是跟他一体的啊。
And so if a member in the church sins, actually they are sinning against you.
但是原文的意思是射不中目标，就是犯罪的意思了。
But then in the original language, it means that they have missed the target.
那我们怎么处理呢？
And so how do we resolve this?
它有三层三个要件。
So there are three main parts.
第一个。
The first.
在神对罪的一个处理呢，它是先隐藏了。
And so the first thing is for sin is that it is hidden.
所以你知道的，你要去跟他讲。
So if you know, you need to talk to them about it.
避免另外一个人知道，又把这个罪呢渲染起来了。
Or so before that sin is another person knows, and then they raise it up.
那会对这个犯罪的人造成二次伤害。
And then it would harm the person who had sinned.
这个我们可以从那个 挪亚醉酒这件事情来看。
We can see this from the incident with Noah being drunk.
为什么后来韩会被挪亚咒诅呢？变成黑人啊。
Why is Ham later on cursed by Abraham?
因为他的
by Noah.
两个哥哥都懂得来隐藏啊。
Because the other brothers knew to hide it.
啊，结果这个韩呢，哇，到处讲啊，哎呦，爸爸赤身露体啦，爸爸喝醉了赤身露体。
But Ham would proclaim that, oh, look, my father is naked. My father's naked.
迦南就被咒诅了嘛。
And so as a result, he was.I'm cursed.
所以我们在教会里面看到有弟兄软弱，弟兄姐妹软弱了，我们要去跟他讲，安慰他，去跟他讲，哎，你这样做不对哦，不好哦。
And so if we see a brother or sister who is weak, we must talk to them gently, telling them that is wrong.
但是我们不能够到处宣染啊。
But we should not proclaim it and share it with everybody.
韩的教训哦，我们要理解。
Because we need to understand how it is to teach them.
神也要我们懂得去保护人家，爱护人家。
Because God also wants us to learn how to love and protect others.
人带着肉体都有软弱的。
As human beings, we are a flesh, we have weaknesses.
所以我们知道了，我们要去安慰他，提醒他，哎，你这样做不对哦。
If we know, then we can go to them to comfort them and to tell them that they are wrong.
但是如果他不悔改呢？
But what do you do if they do not repent?
你要再找一两个人，连同你两三个人。
If you need to find one or two people, so total three people, including yourself.
仅止于这两三个人哈。
And so these three people
去跟他讲。
We'll go talk to them again.
你这样做得罪神哦，不可以哦。
That you, if you do this, you're sinning against God. You cannot do this.
当然，我们期待他听悔改嘛。
And our hope is that they will hear it and repent.
但如果他不悔改呢？
But what do you do if they do not?
就告诉教会啊。
Then you tell the church.
这个要去处理啊，不然的话，把整个教会都发酵了。
Then you tell the church, or else the yeast will spread in the church.
哦，那教会去跟他讲。
So the church will speak to them.
他如果不悔改呢？
And if they do not, if he still does not repent.
耶稣说，就把他当成是外邦人或是税吏。
And then Jesus Christ says, you can let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector.
但是问题是，他还在教会里面呢。
But the problem is, they're still in church.
啊，这个就是败子了。
This is a tear.
那这个败子在教会里面，将来因为世界的变化会越来越多。
And because of the change in the world, there will be more and more tears in the church.
有时候我们要想要把这个败子拔掉，这个败子会影响很多人的。
Because sometimes you want to remove this tear, and this tear influences a lot of people.
比如说他的家族很大。
Or they could have many family members in the church.
关心他的人很多。
There may be people who care for this person.
拔掉
if you remove him,
整个全部都垮了
then all of the other people will collapse.
所以先把它留着
So you keep them.
直到末了的时候，神会来处理这个
And in the end time, God will take care of them.
但是如果成了酵呢
But what if it becomes yeast?
保罗说就要做处理，因为它会影响更多的人嘛
Because if it becomes yeast, then you need to remove because it will impact more people.
变成教会的酵
So if it does not become the yeast in the church or leaven in the church,
败子的比喻是告诉我们
then the parable of the weeds tears teach us.
要保护麦子
that we need to protect the wheat.
不要因为要把败子薅出来，结果也把麦子薅了出来啊。
That we need to protect the wheat so that when we remove the tear, that we get rid of the wheat as well.
所以那个在主耶稣在讲这个败子的比喻的时候。
And when Jesus Christ was talking about the parable of the tares,
他说极致睡觉
and it says when they were asleep,
到长苗吐穗
and when the wheat were sprouting,
然后等着收割
and they were waiting for the harvest.
所以败子的比喻是跨越时代的
and so we can see the parable of the tares crosses time.
是从使徒时代的教会。跨越到这个末世的真教会 TJC 啦
and so it begins first during the apostolic church, and it crosses over to the time of the latter day and of the true church, true Jesus church.
使徒教会呢，败子，一直到这个末世的真教会都有败子，是跨越时期的。
So in the apostolic times there will be tears, and in the end time in true Jesus church there will be tears.
好。这个是败子的比喻。
So this is the parable of the tares.
这个告诉我们说，神的国里面不 不是全部都是麦子啦。
And so this teaches us that in the kingdom of God, not everyone is a wheat.
因为有仇敌把稗子放在国度里面，在这个田地上。
Because there is an enemy that puts the tares in the kingdom of God.
所以哈，我们这边大概有一百个，到底有多少稗子？
And so we have about 100 people among us. How many of us are tares?
自己承认。
You can admit it to yourself.
我不知道啊，稗子在哪里？因为还没有长穗以前，谁知道啊？
So we do not know until everything is full grown and ready for harvest. We do not know who is a tare.
如果很容易分辨，那早就薅出来了。
If it was easy to discern, then we could just remove the tares.
连自己都不知道自己是不是稗子啊。
We don't even know ourselves if we are a tare.
因为稗子没有办法长出麦子来嘛，
because,
长出那个麦穗来嘛。
Because tare cannot grow and have grain.
那当看到这个所长出来的不是麦子的时候呢？
And so when you grow and you see that this person is not a tare,
就没有办法结果子的人啊。
So that is the person who is unable to bear fruit.
那你肯定就是稗子。
If you're unable to bear fruit, then you're probably a tare.
所以为了要证明自己不是稗子，赶快结果。
And so in order to prove that you are not a tare, you should hurry and bear fruit.
我们今天来这边学习，就是要学习怎么结果嘛。
And so we have come here to learn how to bear fruit.
你看那个启示录的二十二章哦。
And we look in Revelation 22.
生命河边有那个生命生命泉的河边有生命树嘛。
And by the living water, a river of water of life, there is the tree.
那生命树呢，每月结果子。
And this tree of life bears fruit every month.
所以我们要记得结果子。
So we need to remember to bear fruit.
那结果子当然是我们的灵修嘛。
And so to bear fruit is our spiritual cultivation.
还有结果子是什么？
What else is bearing fruit?
这个报喜信。And that 报福音传喜信
It is to preach the gospel and bring glad tidings.
这些都是果子啊。
These are all fruits.
是每月结果子的。
And a fruit that we need to bear monthly.
当我们有结出果子的时候，我们才能够分辨我们自己了。我是麦子，我不是稗子。
And so only when we bear fruit, we can know for ourselves that we are wheat and not tares.
这个是第二个比喻。
This is the second parable.
稗子的比喻。
Parable of the tares.
那我们再来看芥菜种的比喻。
Now let's look at the parable of the mustard seed.
芥菜种的比喻在十三章。
And the parable of the mustard seed is in chapter 13.
就是三十一跟三十二节。
In verse 31 and 32.
这里又讲天国好像一粒芥菜种。
It says, and the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
那有人，这个有人的人是单数，一个人啊。
And so here we have a man, a singular man.
拿去种在他的田里。
Took and sowed in his field.
当然这个人是人子耶稣嘛。
And so this man is the son of man, Jesus Christ.
他的田就是刚刚跟那个稗子的田地是一样的。
And this field is the same field as in the parable of the tares.
那三十二节。
Verse 32.
这原是百种里最小的。
Which it is the least of all the seeds.
等到长起来却比各样的菜都大。
When it is grown, it's greater than the herbs.
后半段这里很重要。
And the latter part of this verse is very important.
且成了树。
It becomes a tree.
天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
So that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches.
一般的基督教都用芥菜种的比喻谈到教会极度的发展。
And so in the parable of the mustard seed, many churches will use this, denominations will use this to talk about the development of the church.
但是我们从圣经的记载来看。
And we look from the recording, from the Bible's perspective.
他们所谓的教会跟圣经所说的教会是不一样的。
What they think is a church is different from how a church is defined in the Bible.
我们在看《使徒行传》二十章二十八节的时候
，When we looked at Acts chapter 20, verse 28,
保罗就谈到教会观、教会论。
Paul talks about what is a the definition of a church.
他说神的教会就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And that is that the church is purchased by the blood of Christ.
所以神的教会一定跟耶稣的血有关系啦。
And so the church of God is definitely related to the blood of Christ.
如果没有透过耶稣所流的血，没有把人从罪恶当中救出来，集合在一起的，那就不是神的教会。
And so if they have not been washed by the blood of Christ and gathered together, they are not the church of God.
所以一般教会说啊，这个就是在天国奥秘当中哦，就是在讲哦，教会会有极度的发展。
And so if people say, oh, that this is talking about how there will, the church will grow rapidly.
因为天上飞鸟哦，来宿在它的枝上哦，就是很多。很多人都来了。
Because the birds of the air come, so that means many people will come to church.
但是其实不然啊，不是这样子的。
But actually, it's not this meaning.
好，我们看32节。
Let's look at verse 32.
他是百种里最小的。
Which is indeed is the least of all the seeds.
他有生命力，他是最小的。
It has life, but it is the least.
那等到长起来呢，却比各样的菜都大。
When it is grown, it's greater than the herbs.
这生命力看起来彰显了很多嘛。
And so it looks like it's grown greatly.
它成了树。
And it became a tree.
成了树，树跟菜一不一样。
Is a tree the same as an herb?
应该讲成了大菜嘛。
Or shouldn't it become a big herb?
但是成了树啊。
But it became a tree.
树是树，菜是菜。
An herb is an herb, and a tree is a tree.
没有种下去的是芥菜种，然后呢，长大之后变成芥菜树。
So you cannot grow some a mustard vegetable, and it will become a tree.
我们在读那个创世纪的时候，
And when we talked about, when we looked at Genesis,
有一句话很重要。
There is something very a key word in Genesis.
各从其类。
Is each according to its kind.
创造动物的时候各从其类，植物也是各从其类啊。
And so when we look at how we created animals and vegetation, it was each according to its kind.
你今天所播种下去的是稻子。
And so what you plant is, 不稻子 wheat?
稻子。
Rice.
绝对不会变成长出来是麦子。
It will not grow into a wheat.
这叫各从其类了。
That is what it means to each its kind.
种下去的芥菜籽，它是菜啊。
And so this mustard seed grew. It was an herb.
圣经说成了树。
But it says it became a tree.
这就是变质啦。
It had changed its nature.
所以芥菜种的比喻是告诉我们，原本的生命从神的道播种出来的已经变质了，在人身上已经变了啦。
And so we can see that what was the word of God, it had changed in its nature as it when it grew.
飞鸟来宿在它的枝上，飞鸟，我们昨天有谈，飞鸟是什么？撒旦啊。
And the birds came, and so what are the birds are?
恶者啊。
We mentioned yesterday that it's
是魔鬼啊。
The evil one, the devil.
整个看起来好像很发展的，上面都是什么？
So even though it looks very prosperous, what is in it?
都是魔鬼。
It's filled with Satan.
因为教会变质了。
Because the church had changed its nature.
使徒时代的教会结束之后，
After,
整个教会就完全变质，因为圣灵停降了嘛。
After apostolic church, the church changed its nature because the Holy Spirit no longer descended.
从属世的角度来看，确实好像看起来蓬勃发展了。
And so from a worldly perspective, it does seem that the church was very prosperous.
但是实质上是魔鬼占据了整个所谓蓬勃发展的所谓教会。
But in actuality, Satan has taken over that the church of that time.
如果我们从历史的角度来，教会历史的角度来看，
If we look at it from church history,
它就成了大公教会。
And it became the Catholic Church.
我们可以去看看教会历史，就大公教会。
And so we can see that it became the Catholic Church.
这个大公教会不是天主教哦，还不是天主教。
And this Catholic Church is not the Roman Catholic.
也还不是所谓的新教，东正教。
Or the Greek Orthodox.
是东正教跟天主教的前身啊。
And it is the church before the Roman Catholic or Greek Orthodox.
哇，就开始分支了嘛，一直分很多很多了。
And so after that, we would continue to branch out more and more.
我们现在天主教哦，算不完了。天主教不是天主教，那个基督教的基督教分裂到现在，我们真的算不完呢。
And so if we look at all the Christian denominations today, we really cannot count how many different ones there are.
有一本书叫做基督教目录啦。
There is a book that contained all of the 就是
基督对，就在讲。基督教到底有多少
？And so there was a book that records how many different denominations.
真的很发展啊
And it was very. You can see that there is a lot of growth.
但那个没有圣灵的同在。
But none of these have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
但那个没有真理的规范。
And they are not according to the truth.
啊，所以它是人因为人而有的发展。
And so they are developed because of man.
啊，教会里面的呢都是飞鸟。
All what is in the church are the birds of the air.
就是撒旦。
And that is Satan.
哦，这个是芥菜种的比喻。
This is the parable of the mustard seed.
所以这个时候，教会已经怎么样？已经成寂了。
And so at the time, we see the church has no longer appeared.
好，那我们今天就上到这里。
And so we will have our class until here today.